Tonight, the Gasparilla Film Festival will screen the Florida premiere of a documentary on one of Tampa's most controversial public figures, Joe Redner. The film is called Strip Club King, the story of Joe Redner, and it's directed by Shelby McIntyre. McIntyre spoke with WMF Today about his film.
Well, my approach was, you know, I've been, some people that have watched the film have said it's a, you know, it's a very sympathetic view towards him, and really what I wanted to do was I wanted to let the footage tell the story. I wanted to interview Joe about his life, you know, and tell the story. This was never meant to be a Dateline, NBC, 2020 expose where I'm trying to get to the hard facts and I'm trying to take Joe Redner to task for objectifying women. That's all covered in the documentary. I let Joe defend himself through footage. Plus, those topics, in my opinion, are old and tired, have been rehashed for 25 years. How many times are you going to ask the guy, you know, if he's a pimp or whatever? You know, let's move on. What I wanted to do was I wanted to have a fun, entertaining documentary about, you know, one of our most famous personalities in the last 25 years in this area. And I wanted people to learn, be able to learn more about the man behind all these articles. You know, you never read any articles, very rarely, if at all, about his kids, about growing up Redner, about his childhood, about, you know, his learning disabilities in school that he had to overcome, about him dropping out of school in the 10th grade because he had to help support his single mother, and how he got into the strip club business. Those are the things I really, really wanted to cover. We do cover all the other stuff. We do cover the 6-foot rule. We do cover people calling him a pimp. We do cover, you know, his battles with the Biblical Research Center. We cover all that main stuff as well. Cover more than that.
What about his campaigns? I know he was certainly a year ago or so, he was maybe some said the closest he was ever going to get to winning an elected race here when he ran for Tampa City Council.
The campaign, what happened was, is we had to have a stopping and starting point. If not, I mean, you could continue to cover Joe Redner forever. You know, there's always something going on. We wanted to start with his life and career, and we wanted to end the documentary at the end of last year's city council race against Gwen Miller. So we cover his life and career, and then the last, 15 minutes or so is the culmination of his whole life up to that point. You know, I want people to understand, you know, be sure, you know, if you can include this in the interview, is that Joe Redner in no way, shape, or form financed any part of this film. It was 100% independent documentary. So we want to invite people to come out to the Gasparilla Film Festival. I don't want people to think that this is a Joe Redner 80-minute promo piece that he self-financed. That's not the case at all. The only stipulation Joe had with us is he was said, you know, I want you to do the documentary, that'd be great, but just tell the truth. He goes, you can show the good, the bad, the ugly, whatever you want. You know, he said, my life's been an open book in this town for 25 years. You're not going to put anything on there that I don't know about. So, it was just to tell the truth, so that's what we did.